I'm just getting ready to go into a wedding rehearsal here, and providentially in my Bible readings this morning, I was reading from Matthew's Gospel and chapter 22, and the Saviour is soon to go to the cross. And prior to going to Calvary, the Lord tells several parables to his followers. And in Matthew chapter 22, we have these words spoken by our Saviour. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 2, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Challenge you, if you've got a copy of God's word, lift Matthew's gospel and read the rest of that parable for yourself. It's rich in application. I believe its primary application is to the nation of Israel, the city of Jerusalem. The Saviour has come to his own. His own have received him not, and they wouldn't come to Christ. And yet there's great application even in that for people in our world today. And maybe you're one of them. Listen to what it says again. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. The application is very obvious. The certain king represents God the Father. The son that is spoken of in the parable represents our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. The great marriage represents the relationship that Christ has with his church. It represents the kingdom of God. It represents glory and eternity. It represents being brought into a covenant union with Jesus Christ, having our sins forgiven, being converted, being saved, and entering into the family and fold of God. The Bible says that the relationship that Jesus Christ has with his church is like a relationship between a man and his wife. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And this parable, like so many other parables, presents us with the invitation of the gospel. This king sends forth his servants. Who are the servants? Well, the servants represent anybody that is faithful to God and faithful to his word. Those that are seeking to spread the gospel, those that are seeking to tell people about God, about the Lord Jesus Christ, those who cast out the seed of God's word and invite and encourage men to turn from their sin and to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ and enter into this great marriage relationship with him. So here we have it, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden. So the people that are being invited here are well aware that this marriage is taking place. And it simply says they were bidden to the wedding and they would not come. They would not come. And many times in the Word of God, we read about God encouraging and inviting and exhorting men and women and young people, nations as well, to turn from their sin and to put their trust in Jesus Christ, the free offer of the gospel, it's called. And yet there are many, just like the people here, who received the wedding invitation and they knew that no expense had been spared. They knew that they were invited. They knew that they were wanted. But for whatever reason, they just decided, we will not go. We're not going to the wedding. And maybe you're not yet a Christian, and the Lord has been speaking to you and inviting you. Maybe his servants have been coming to you, knocking your door, giving you gospel tracts. You've been invited out to church services. Maybe you're even conscious of the movings of the Spirit of God in your heart. And it's not that the Lord is not willing to save you. The problem is, you're not willing to come. How oft would I have gathered you, the Lord says, as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, but ye would not. Ye will not come to me that ye might have life. That's what the Saviour says. And here it is in Matthew 22 and verse number 3. They were bidden to the wedding, but they would not come. Isn't that an awful state of affairs? It wasn't that they had legitimate reasons for not coming. The reality was they just didn't want to go. And if you really wanted to be saved, you would be saved. If you really wanted to be a Christian, you would be a Christian. And yet the Lord is merciful And the Lord invites you today to come to this great wedding and to respond to the call of the gospel. I wonder today, will you come? Taste and see that the Lord is good. Coming to Christ will be the best decision you ever make in your life. It's a decision that only you can make with God's grace and help. I can't make it for you. Nobody can make that decision on your behalf. There's nobody that can make you come to the wedding. You have to be willing to come. You have to respond in your heart and say, yes, Lord, and decisively respond to God's invitation. I wonder, will you do that just now? As the Lord invites you, will you put your faith and trust in him and come to the wedding? God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening. See you next time.